ask an attorney about Florida law. Ask an attorney. Just give him a call.
This is Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law with attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, call Joe right now in Tampa. Call 813-287-5700. Anywhere else, toll free at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. The law office is open. And now your host, Joe Pippin.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open. And I hate this microphone. all right, so there you go. 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Again, I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open. If you have a legal question, all you have to do is to call that number. And Happy New Year. This is our first show of the new year. And if I can help you in any possible way, all you have to do, if you have a legal question or a legal problem, I would love to help you. And 877 is the toll-free number, 943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Question can be just about anything. It can be about wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, healthcare surrogates, living wills. It can be about family law, personal injury. Something's happened to you over the holidays and you have a legal question. Hey, all you have to do is to call. And again, I'd be more than glad to help you in any way I can. A lot of our questions during the year will be about estate planning. So we have a sheet on New Year's resolutions, legal New Year's resolutions. So if there's something that I can help you with there, something you'd like to maybe make a goal of doing, a lot of people want to get their estate plans updated. One of the things you should do is to check beneficiaries on retirement accounts. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't change beneficiaries when someone passes away and they didn't have a contingent beneficiary. So there are a lot of things you can do in estate planning to make sure it's going to work the way that you want it to. So, again, you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. Hey, coming up this week in one of our offices is in Sun City Center, Florida, and we have a radio station there, 96.3 FM on your dial, and they're hosting an Ask an Attorney event. This coming Wednesday, the 8th, it's from 2 to 3. There's a big advertisement in the local Sun City Center newspaper. So if you have that, you can find it there. If you'd like for us to send it to you, it's open to the public, though. So if you're listening to the show, we'd love to have you attend. It's free. There'll be some refreshments there. It's you'll get to meet all of the or a lot of the radio personalities there at the station, plus most of the program is an Ask an Attorney event of me talking a little bit and answering legal questions from the audience. Again, that's this coming Wednesday, the 8th, sponsored by radio station there, 96.3 FM, WSCQ, in Sun City Center. And if you would like to come, please do. If you'd like more information about it, you can call our office, and we'll be glad to email you the flyer. Email you the flyer or give you more information by phone. My reception person can take care of that easily. So our toll-free office number, if you want to call for more information, is 1-800-226-3529. If you need a speaker for a group that you have, we have some of them coming up this year. We do them quite often, go out to communities, talk a little bit, answer legal questions, talk about a subject that you develop. Your time period is fine. A lot of programs are 20 to 30 minutes. Can be longer, can be shorter. If you want to call the office, 1-800-226-3529. Let's go to Maria in Auburn. Hey, Maria.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What can I do for you?
I am a recent retiree who moved to Florida, so I'm familiar. I'm not familiar with Florida laws, how it pertains to family court, divorces, and children. My son, who can barely pay his bills because I have to help him so many times, because even though he's married with a wife and two kids, he has to pay child support on an ex-wife who decided to pick up the child and move back north to Pennsylvania. But her requests are so unrealistic, and I'm told over and over again, in Florida, the laws protect the woman, not the man. So she's asking for things that are so ridiculous, and the lawyer keeps telling him she's going to get what she wants. Now, he can barely pay his bills. Like I said, I have to help him many times. She in Pennsylvania lives with a man who pays her bills. She gets disability for herself because she's bipolar. She gets disability for my grandson who is autistic.
Okay, ma'am, so did they get divorced in up north?
Here in Florida.
Here in Florida. And now she's moved.
Yeah.
And is there a minor child involved?
Yes, a nine-year-old.
Okay. And are you talking about alimony or child support we're talking about?
Child support.
Okay. There's pretty much a standard formula to use for child support on a Florida case. And it is based on the income of both parties. And there is was your son represented by an attorney?
He has now getting an attorney.
Okay. Well, that attorney will review with him the statute, will review with him his income, and if there's some injustice on which he's asking for, and since he's got an attorney, that's great that he does, really, that he has an attorney. The attorney should protect him and come up with something that's reasonable. Are you still there?
Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah. So it's not much you can do. I mean, you can. You certainly are his advocate. I can tell that, and that's good that he's got a mom like you that's going to fight for him. But he has another advocate, which is the attorney, which is going to follow the case and study the income that he has and can provide and what the statute says and come up with a solution.
Okay. So it doesn't matter that she gets a lot of money.
No, they'll take a look at that. There should be full disclosure.
His lawyer told him that the woman, when she goes to court, his ex-wife, she does not have to prove her income. That's what the lawyer told him, that she does not have to prove her income. He has to prove the income that she does not.
Well, he's the one that's going to be making child support payments.
Right.
And his own attorney told him that she didn't have to prove the income?
That's correct.
Well, like I said, his attorney, hopefully he is a person who spends more than half of their time in family law, knows what the laws are, knows what your son has to require, knows what the other side has to also report. And it is statutory driven of how much child support based on income and age would have to be paid. So I think you're just going to have trust in the attorney to come up with what's best for your son. I mean, it's his client. He's your son's advocate. So let him fight for what's right, you know, for the child and your son.
Okay. So then both incomes will be put on the table then.
Well, I have a family law attorney in my firm that I don't do family law myself.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know exactly what the requirements are. So I think I've given you the best answer I possibly can. And if your son has a family law attorney, your son's attorney will know exactly what has to be required and reported and what your son is to be obligated for.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. If I was a family law attorney, I don't think I'd make much money. I have offered before to counsel couples to save their marriage. And I've done that for free, actually. And sometimes it's very, very tough to restore. Too much water's gone under a bridge sometimes for certain people, and some don't want to fix things and continue on. All right, let's go to Richard in Tampa.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening to your program, and the reason why I called was that you are practicing wills.
Mm-hmm.
Would that fall under family law? Because I had a father that just recently passed away,
mm-hmm.
and he left an inheritance, and he left my brother as an executor. And I've asked for the copy of the will like five times mm-hmm. now, and he completely cut me off, communications lines. He lives up in Iowa.
Where does your father die?
Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm only licensed in Florida, so let me give you the Florida answer to that question.
Yeah.
A lot of states, it's very similar. So in Florida, the personal representatives is required to give a beneficiary a copy of the will.
Yep.
And if it was a trust, they were required to give a copy of the trust. And they're required to give an inventory of the assets in the estate.
Right.
If they don't do that,
how do I go about getting a copy of the will if I'm down here in Florida? Is it something that I have to get a lawyer and submit a request by the probate judge to get a copy of the will?
Well, let me ask you this. The personal representative is required to give it to you. So let's suppose they don't. You can write a certified letter demanding it within a certain time period.
Okay.
You can hire an attorney to demand it. But there is a way that if you want to not be in a fight right now, you can call the probate clerk in the county where your father died, and you can buy a copy for usually a dollar or two a page.
Okay.
And you can do that transaction on the phone.
To the county clerks, right?
Yeah, the probate clerk.
So yeah, it would have to be, initially it would have to be submitted or to be copied.
To be probated, it has to be filed with the probate clerk. The personal representative, I'm guessing if it's just like Florida, has to give you a copy of it sooner or later. And in Florida, they have to have your approval before the estate can be closed. And in Florida, you have to sign a piece of paper saying that you have accepted your inheritance and you are satisfied that that's it and release the personal representative from further duty. So that's the way it works in Florida.
Is this something you practice here? Are you in Tampa?
Yes. We have several offices in Hillsborough, several in Pinellas. And we have offices all around the estate.
Is this something that you're willing to take on to help me with?
Well, to be honest with you, I could write a letter for you, but you'd be better off having an attorney in the state where your father died in that county.
Uh-huh.
Because I couldn't act upon it. I couldn't take action in the court there because I'm not licensed there.
Right.
So you'd be better off.
Okay.
You know, if it were me. I mean, you could be omitted from the will. I'm just throwing something out here. If you're omitted from the will, they have no obligation to give you, in Florida, they have no obligation to give you a copy of it. So I think if it were me, I like to answer questions that way sometimes. It's not really a legal answer. It's just what I would do.
Absolutely.
I would call the probate clerk, you know, pay a few bucks to have them send you a copy from the court records. That would be cheaper than hiring an attorney, and then you'll know exactly status is.
Well, if I hired an attorney, this is work that he would have to do, and you know they go by, they're so busy, and it's a business, and they need to be paid for what they do because they got overhead, and so it's something that I could do and not even have him bother with.
Yeah, so you, I mean, you've got your own overhead. All right.
Yeah, this guy is he's a great guy. a great godly man, but he has seemed to be taken over by the greed thing, and he's put like self-imposed.
Yeah. Well, hey, Mark Twain said
that the last man standing gets everything, and that's not the way my dad wanted.
Yeah. Well, Mark Twain said, "You never know a person until you share an inheritance with them." So there you go.
Well, I know you got an audience out there that's one time or another they're going to have to be faced with something like this, wrestle with it, and you want to keep the contention and strife as least as possible, you know. And go ahead, but it's a heck of a wrestling match.
All right, Richard. I wish you well.
I really love your program.
Thank you so much. All right, you're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open, and we have an open board now for calls. 877 is the toll-free number, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. If I can help you in any way, please call. It doesn't even have to be a legal question necessarily, just a problem you have. And I've hosted Ask an Attorney all about Florida law for 35 years, believe it or not. In 35 years, we've had multiple questions in multiple different areas. I've had multiple expert guests in studio, and I'm sure I can get you at least pointed in the right direction if you have a legal question or a problem. Again, the toll-free number is 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. People ask me all the time, what is one of your most often asked legal questions that you've had over all those years of doing the radio? And I think one of the most common questions I've gotten, probably the most frequent question over hosting Ask an Attorney all about Florida law for 35 years, is my out-of-state will good in Florida? You know, there are a lot of people come here from other states, move to Florida because of great weather, except it is a little hot during the summer. But the great weather, but they have wills from, you know, New Jersey, New York, Chicago, Minnesota. They have wills from all over the place. I mean, they move here from all over the place. And they want to know if their will from their other state that there is a valid will. Well, the answer is, it's a famous legal answer, is it depends. I always say I have to review it, and I have to see if it's properly done, if it's going to work and fit Florida law, or whether, you know, most wills would be accepted by Florida, I would say. However, some of them are not witnessed or notarized properly, as one example. And then you have to go through a whole bunch of extra hurdles at extra cost to get Florida to accept the will. Some wills are not witnessed properly, and some people name personal representatives that don't qualify under Florida laws to be the personal representative. So there are all kind of little possible issues that could happen where I can't say your wills automatically, if you had it done by a state planning attorney in another state, is going to be totally valid in Florida without a hassle. So the answer is it should be reviewed. A lot of people have their wills reviewed, and then to talk about knowing that their will would go through probate, and then because they didn't think their will would go through probate, which it would, they sometimes convert that all over to a living trust, which is a fancy will that avoids probate. If you have any questions about any of that, or with any other question, you can call at 877-943-9673. Let's go to Peggy in Sun City Center.
Hello?
Hey, Peggy.
Hi, Mr. Pippin. We were thinking, my daughter and I, coming to your office because my husband has a fatal illness he just found out a year ago. And if he has to go into a nursing home, I want to know what should be done before will I be able to keep, I understand I can keep my house and a car and some cash, I guess. And how do I protect myself if he has to go into a home?
Does he have a power of attorney?
Yes, we got that when we moved down here.
Did an attorney prepare it?
Yes. Yes, and funny thing is, 2 weeks later, then he got it. He found out. So we had that, but the lawyer said that we didn't need a trust. But now I'm beginning to wonder if we should have one if he has to go into a nursing home.
Well, one of the first things you said you'd like to meet with me, I would be glad to meet with you. What I would do with that is I would review the power of attorney to make sure it has the proper Medicaid planning powers.
Mm-hmm.
That are necessary for you to protect most, if not all, of the assets. The assets that are exempt from you, if he could qualify for Medicaid, would be your homestead would be exempt. It's not a countable asset. The cars are not accountable.
Okay.
You, as a community spouse, get to keep up to like $125,000 that's not non-countable. Anything over that based on the power of attorney...
Mm-hmm.
Could be possibly transferred into a personal service contract or some other way to protect the assets. But generally, I have a full-time Medicaid attorney on our staff that can reorganize things within 60 days.
In order to qualify for that, I guess it's Medicaid, you call
it? Yes,
Does that take months to get qualified for? Or
no, my Medicaid attorney can usually qualify someone within 60 days.
Oh, really?
They can reposition assets to qualify people for Medicaid within 60 days.
Okay, and do you know what the charge is for something like that?
Well, what I do, if you come in to meet with me, we'll talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll get my Medicaid attorney... to calculate out with you what the fee would be. It really depends on how many assets have to be moved and what the assets are.
Okay.
But it's usually less than 1 month expense in a nursing home, and then once you qualify for Medicaid, it's all taken care of for the rest of your husband's life.
Right. He has a pension and also, of course, Social Security. Would they consider that part of the $125,000 then that you're allowed?
Well, there's income, and then there's three tests to pass. There's the health test, where you have to not be able to do some major function for yourself.
Yeah.
There's an income test, which the retirement accounts would fall into that category. If he exceeds the amount of income that he can have to qualify, we create what's called a qualified income trust.
Okay.
And the qualified income track captures the extra income, so he can still qualify. And the assets we move around into different categories to make them non-countable as well. So we can orchestrate most everything except the health test. So if he's going to qualify for Medicaid based on health reasons, most of the time we can do the rest.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, this is pretty complicated, so we want to make an appointment.
Yeah.
Are you in Sun City Center? Or
yes, I am.
In Largo? Or?
No, I'm in, we have multiple offices. We have offices in Sun City Center. We're in the Pant Financial Center, which is right next.
Financial Center. I know where that is.
Yeah, it's right on the main highway there.
Okay.
And also, I'm speaking at an event there in Sun City Center on Wednesday from 2 to 3.
I know you are.
So come meet me there and then make an appointment.
Okay. And when is that, Thursday?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday?
From 2 to 3.
And where it's going to be held?
All right, I'll tell you what. If you call my office, they'll give you the exact address and even email you a flyer.
Oh, okay. Great.
I'm going to suggest if Vern from the radio station is listening, he can call. I'll let him do a little blurb about it and give the exact address.
Okay.
But if not, just call my office. Vern is picking me up in a golf cart, so it's really close to the Pant Financial Center. I got an email last night that he volunteered to come pick me up and make my life a little bit easier and take me over on a golf course. So it's very close to the Pant Financial Center, but I don't have the exact address there.
Okay.
All right, and if you want to call the station for the call my office for the exact address, I'll just give you the toll free number. It's 1-800.
Okay. 800-226-3529.
And if Vern is listening, I think he probably will be. Vern, you call the radio station number 877-943-3529. 9673. I'll give you a couple of minutes to talk about the event itself and give the address. Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go to Robert calling from Haines City.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Just need some direction. This past May, had an incident on our property where an individual veered off the road and did some property damage with some fence and all in front of our property, and the law enforcement was called and everything, and the report was written. And come to find out after several months that there was no insurance. And just need to see, is there anything we can do for our property damage, maybe to retain some of that?
Well, with no insurance, you have to probably sue the person individually. What are the damages?
Just under $1,000.
Yeah, so in Florida, that would be a good small claims court case.
Okay.
So you can do that yourself.
Got a situation where the individual has moved somewhere within the county and don't know an address. Is there any sources to use to find an address for an individual?
Well, you can. One source is a private detective, and then you talked about what the cost is. There's some social media sites where you can pay a little bit of money to try to help you track down a person's new address.
Okay.
If you had an attorney, which probably doesn't make sense in a $1,000 case, you have an attorney. There's a way to sue them by publication. If the address is unknown, I would probably go online, and there's some how to find people websites where you pay $9 a month and you can cancel it at some point, and then they can help you track down people. So maybe I'll try that first.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Diana in Sarasota. Hey, Diana. All right, Diana, are you there? All right, Diana's gone. Diana, call back. And if you, I need to tell you that we're broadcasting live today on Facebook Live. And if you want to go to Facebook Live, you can go to the Joseph Pippin page. And you can watch there. We do share it and post it later as well, but it is streaming live right now on Facebook Live. Let's go to Vern calling.
Hello there.
Hey, Vern, tell us all about give us the address for the event Wednesday in Sun City Center.
I sure would be happy to do that, Joe. For the people who live in Sun City Center, they'll know this as the Atrium Building. It's at 1009 North Pebble Beach Boulevard in what is called the Florida Room. The room holds, maybe about 100, 125, maybe more if we make friends out of everybody and tighten it up a little bit. And it's a beautiful facility out here, and we're going to have refreshments. We're going to give away a raffle basket. You've done this for your third year now, Joe, and we have had a pretty good turnout every time, and we're very happy with it, and we're looking forward to having you out there again. I figured it would be easier for me to just drive over to Payant, pick you up on a golf car, run you over to where it is. That way you don't have to get lost or anything like that. Not that you would. I mean, it's right in the same area as where our library is and all of that neat stuff. But
hey, does your golf cart have rain pull-down shields?
We call it an umbrella. I mean, I got a windshield. But no, we'll take our best shot. If it doesn't, I'll come over my automobile, for crying out loud.
Hey, Sun City Center has the largest golf cart Christmas parade every year, doesn't it? Ever? Don't they have a Guinness Book of Records or something like that?
No, the villages beat us out.
Did they?
But in December, we had a golf car parade with somewhere between 60 and 70 golf cars. It draws some of the county dignitaries come down. And as a matter of fact, I'm a judge for one of the golf car parade. So, I'm kind of proud of all that.
All right, so that's Wednesday, January the 8th, from 2 to 3 o'clock at 1009 Pebble Beach Boulevard at the Atrium Building.
Right, and doors open 1:45, and I'll get you over there in plenty of time for that. And we're just going to have a good time. It's I think you said it best. It's almost like Ask an Attorney, but it's live.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And plus they get to meet Peter and some of the staff and radio hosts, and it's just a fun hour.
Yeah, I do Thursday mornings. I'll be there. Another one of our guys, Frank, he does Wednesday mornings. He'll be there. We have a good old time.
All right.
We look forward to doing it every year, so you know you're coming back in January of 21.
All right, very good. All right, Vern, thanks for calling in.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Diana in Sarasota.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Diana, I'm good. And you?
I'm well. We've talked before about these two subjects, and where is your closest office to Sarasota? Because we talked about a simple will, and I want to come and do that.
Well, if you want to see me, you would come to Sun City Center. If you want to see one of my other attorneys, it would be Dennis Moses. We have an office there in Lakewood Ranch.
Okay.
So either one. Either one would be fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. So we discussed this a little bit before. Could you explain a little bit more what a sole proprietor is for the purpose of income tax?
Well, a sole proprietor is a business that the person themselves uses their social security number. The other choices would be to incorporate or do an LLC, which is a form of a corporation, basically. Yeah, so you have different choices for tax purposes and tax write-offs and liability reasons. So what kind of business do you have?
Long-arm quilting, and I'm just getting started. We talked about this in the middle of last year after I purchased my machine for tax purposes for this year.
Are you going to be the sole employee?
Yes.
And, okay, so if you're a sole employee, how much income would you think you would generate during a year?
Well, in the future, a lot more. This year, very little, because there's been a big learning curve for me on this piece of equipment.
Well, in 2020, then, with that answer, in 2020, I'd probably stay a sole proprietor.
Uh-huh.
If you got an employee to deliver or help you, you know, in any way you had an employee, you might probably go to an LLC.
Okay.
But this year, I think, you see how you do, and just keep it simple and be a sole proprietor.
Well, the whole purpose is to be able to use my machine as a tax deduction, because it was an incredible investment for my future. And so that was the whole thing that I was looking into there as far as how to handle this tax-wise. So I shall discuss when I come in.
If it's 100% a tax question, meet with a CPA and have them run the numbers both ways for you. You know, as to depreciation and all that, for an individual versus a business, and see if there's a tax benefit to incorporating.
Okay, perfect. All right.
All right.
I'll see you very early. I'd already tried to call and make an appointment, but I got no answer on the phone. I assumed it was just holidays and no one was answering.
So, well, no, we were open during the holidays. I mean, we were closed Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day, but the rest of the time the phones are answered. Let me give you the toll-free number and go to extension 200. So it's 1-800-226-3529. Extension 200.
Thank you
so
much.
And the phones are covered every day from 8:30 to 5, except on Friday it's 8 to 4:30.
And every weekday.
Weekday, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Let's go to David in Jacksonville, where we're broadcasting from today in Jacksonville. Hey, David.
Yes. I have a question concerning a dead tree on a neighbor's property.
Okay.
If it falls on my property, it's either going to take out my garage or my electric lines. and I've tried to contact the owner with no avail.
All right, so your owner is not present on the property?
No, sir, it's commercial property.
Okay. Is there an ongoing business?
Yes, sir.
Well, what you do, maybe two things. You send them, first of all, I would put them on notice with a certified letter.
Yes, sir.
I would also call the county and tell them you have a dangerous dead tree on a commercial property. See if they'll come out and do anything, do a citation or something, do something about it. The county may help you, but the only way you're going to get attention probably is with a certified letter telling them you there's a dead tree on their property that could cause imminent danger to you, your person, and your home. Put them on notice. I can't promise you that your insurance company would cover a damage like that. So you need to check your own insurance company to see if they would.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not sure that the commercial owner's insurance company would cover it either. Usually it's your own insurance company has covered that. Are there any overhanging tree limbs on your property?
I've got a fence line bordering their entire property, about 1,300 feet long, and it's all grown up with pine trees.
Mm-hmm. Is any part of it overhanging on your property?
Not right now.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked that, if it was, you have the right to trim up the fence line. You know, at your cost. Yeah.
This tree is about 80 foot tall.
Yep. What kind of tree is it?
Yes, sir. It's a pine tree.
Yeah. All right. We'll send them a certified letter and call the county.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Bosco in Jacksonville. Hey, Bosco. Are you there? Bosco, are you there? All right. Hope I pronounced his name right. Yeah, Bosco. Okay. All right. So, if you have a bad connection or something, just call back, and we'll be glad to talk to you. We only have about 12 minutes left in the show. If you have a legal question, it's 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. And again, looking forward to a big Ask an Attorney event in Sun City Center this coming Wednesday from 2 to 3. Open to the public. And if you want to come, it's 1009 Pebble Beach Boulevard in the Atrium Building. And it's right off of the main drag on Pebble Beach Boulevard's main strip, and it's right very close to our offices there in Sun City Center. By the way, we have offices, several offices in Hillsborough County, Sun City Center being one. We have several offices in Pinellas County. We have several offices in Pasco County. We have offices in Polk County. We have offices in Claremont, Leesburg, the Villages area. Offices in the St. Augustine up to Ponte Beach or Jacksonville area. We have offices in Trinity, Lakewood Ranch. So we have multiple offices around the state. If you want to call to make an appointment, there's no charge for the first appointment. You have a toll-free office number, which is 1-800-226-3529. We have open phones here in our radio station now for the next 10 minutes. 877 is the toll-free number. 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. If you'd like our free estate planning, If you like our free estate planning poster sheet, stay tuned. Right after we talk to Bosco, I'll give you the name and address of how to get that, plus a little article about New Year legal resolutions you might consider being interested in and possibly making. Let's go to Bosco in Jacksonville. Hey, yes. Bosco. Yes, Bosco.
Could you speak to the Real ID Act that's coming about? And I'll get off the phone and listen to you.
About the what?
Real ID Act.
Okay, I'd have to probably research that before I could comment on that.
And I'll listen to you off the air.
All right, but I'm going to tell you off. You know, I'm going to tell you on the air that I'd have to research that before I could discuss that with you. I don't have any firsthand knowledge of that as I'm sitting here. All right, so you're listening to Ask an Attorney. All right, thank you. Ask an Attorney all about Florida law. If you have a legal question I can help you with, certainly try. If I don't know, hey, I'm quick to say I don't know something I don't know, so I'm not going to try to make you think I know everything, which I possibly could not do that, of course. But if I can help you, I'd be glad to at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. If you would like our free estate planning, and by the way, in the last 10 minutes or so, we are streaming live on Facebook. You'd like to connect with us on Facebook, I'd love that. We have a personal page as Joseph Pippin. We have a Law Offices of Joseph Pippin page, and we have an Ask an Attorney page. And you can join us on as many of those as you like. If you'd like to get the estate planning sheet and or the new legal resolution sheet, you can call or email. So if you want to call, our toll-free office number is 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. If you want to email, just Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. And again, the toll-free office number is 1-800-226-3529. That's extension 200. Let's go to Louise in Nokomis. Hey, Louise.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to ask you, I have a problem with the people that own the property in back of me. My lot is not by 120, and they planted a huge hedge on my property. The rule is that you're supposed to plant it 2 feet within your property line. They do not live there, and they're I have to get rid of it, and I don't feel that I should pay for having it removed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think your only choice is to send them a certified letter demanding they move it off your property line. Include in the certified letter that you, if they don't do it by a certain date that you give them, that you will have it moved and hold them responsible for the cost.
So could I actually, if it comes to that, go to the small claims court?
Yes, you could certainly try to do that.
Okay.
With proper notice. All right. What do you think it would What do you think it would cost to remove it?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to contact either my lawn guy or somebody to remove it, because it really, it's like 12 feet high.
Yeah. And what? How much is it over the property line?
It's actually on my property.
They actually planted it on your property line?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you might have to get a survey or something to, if you're going to go to court, if you're playing as who, you're playing as you think they're not going to pay you anything and you have to remove it, you're going to have to prove that it was on your property line. So you're going to have to get a survey or something to show the court that they improperly planted that.
Okay.
So the roots of the plant are actually the roots of the, when they planted it, they physically planted it on your property.
Yes.
And did you try to do anything about it at the time of the planting?
I really didn't know.
Yeah.
Until
so how many years ago? How many years ago did they plant that?
Well, it's about a year.
Okay. And it's grown that much, huh? That quickly?
Yes, yes, it's huge.
Well, ask the ask your yard person what it would cost to remove them totally or just cut them all down. Or at least cut the, if it's all on your property, then you have the right to remove it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, all right. Let's go to Bessie in Jacksonville.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Bessie. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I would like to. Oh, okay. We have our daddy's and mother's property, and you know, each one of us always pay. But then we have one, you know, a couple of the brothers and sisters that died, and the children never ever pay any tax on it. Are they entitled itself to get anything from it, since they don't ever give us anything to pay the tax on it?
Well, I think y'all can, if you, the majority, of, was there a will or a trust concerning the...
No, sir, it was just property that...
All right, so, and the second...
taxes on it to keep it.
All right, and the second parent died.
Both our parents died. Oh, yes, okay, the children said the sisters, like a couple of the sisters and brothers died, and their children never, ever give any money on it. And every time we call and ask them, well, I don't know when y'all ever going to sell it. And the parent, you know, just, I don't know. And we're just trying to keep the tax on it.
All right, so here's the majority. The majority of the heirs can vote to appoint somebody as the personal representative. The personal representative then can sell the property.
Well,
and the people that are paying taxes and so forth can put a claim on the estate for reimbursement of the tax money.
Okay, I tell her that because every year we be fighting to try and get, and it's not like they don't have any money, you know. They
yeah.
all, like, CPA.
Yeah. No, the majority of the heirs without a will, the majority of the heirs can vote to appoint someone. That person then can petition the court to be the personal representative, and then the personal representative can sell the property.
Yeah, and then we, what I'm saying, if we sell it, do we have to give those...
Yeah, then I'm saying the person that have paid the expenses and so forth can put a claim on the estate to be reimbursed, and then the other heirs are going to get something.
Good.
So, all right?
Good. Okay.
All right, Bessie.
We'll thank you so much.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
you.
All right. Thank you for listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. If you'd like to contact our office, we have a toll-free number. If you want to make an appointment or get that legal resolution sheet, you have a toll-free number, and that is 1-800-226-3529, extension 200. That's 1-800-226-3529, extension 200. If you'd like to email me, that's Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. That's Joe at attypip.com. If you'd like to attend the event, the Ask an Attorney event, this coming Wednesday from 2 to 3 o'clock in Sun City Center. It's open to the public. It's one. The address is 1009 Pebble Beach Boulevard in the atrium room. And hope to see you there if you're in that area. Love to do that. It's always a fun hour we have there. If you need a speaker for your group, you can contact my office as well. Love doing that. So you have a great weekend. Happy New Year. Be back next week at the same time.